This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, January 22nd. While the grain market was off the mark a little bit on Friday from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was a little bit weaker. The weather concerns are really no longer an issue anymore. And it's just like too early to predict any kind of crop damage, even though that there is more dryness in the plains. And I know that cold snap, everyone was kind of worried about it. And it certainly looks that the traders are taking the been there, done that kind of attitude. And so they're not really certain of whether there is going to be any problems, and even if there is, we're not going to know for a couple of months, so no one's really jumping on board and pushing this market higher. That being said, the market still is relatively strong overall for this time of year, so it's still behaving pretty well, but it was off a little bit today, and it's the end of the week, and some profit taking really put a little bit of pressure on the market.
Chicago March wheat prices closed Friday down 2.5 at 423.25. March corn was up 1 at 352.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day down 1.25, ranging from 518.75 to 532. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for January were down 2, ranging from 577.5 to 592.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for January were down 2, ranging from 723.5 to 743.5. Live cattle for February were down a nickel at 121.92.5. January feeder cattle were down $1.22.5 at 147.50. And January Class 3 milk was up 6 cents at 1389. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.